Good morning, America. Today is July 19, 2020. I want to speak about something that's very important to my Spanish people, to my African people, and to people worldwide. I don't know if you have noticed, LGBT is promoting colors on the flags that it's a sign of disrespect to our heritage and disrespect to our ancestors. Lady, I will go around my mother's house, and that one day so happened, I walk in the block around the corner from my mother's house. I seen LGBT colors on the Puerto Rican flag. Is that okay? No. If that's a sign of respect, yes. Because the Puerto Ricans, our ancestors, died, got murdered, got raped. See, a lot of people don't know that because they're too selfish. And I think like this. Why put your rainbow colors on a flag that represents so much that what your ancestors, your grandparents been through? If you're gonna put your rainbows on our flag, you waged war. You did it to Africa. You did it to different flags. That is not right. You waging war against people who are innocent that went to war a long time ago. I don't know why the civil people at the federal courts allowed this to happen. And it's wrong for what they're doing. Now it's like they got rights to put their flag everywhere. See, Americans are a bunch of bullies. And honestly, I'm tired of it. I'm speaking up because I know what's going on and I see what's going on. They promote colors to these kids out here. They have kids wearing rainbow colors and they don't understand what it means to put that color on. They're promoting devil stuff on these kids like kids of sacrifice. But yeah, LGBTQP, more made up names that came out, made up letters that came out of nowhere, they wanna rule America. And Donald Trump allowing this to happen. He's evil himself. What Donald Trump doing? He waging war against every nation. And I hope you hear his message. He needs to stop the bullshit. Stop putting colors on every flag. Cause you about to wage a war that you don't want to win. What Egypt had done to you, Donald Trump? What Iran done to you? Nothing. They're very peaceful. And you got people out here in America are very peaceful as well. We don't want to part of no movement. We just here to love one another. But now, you allow LGBT put their colors on every flag, and it's wrong, and it's wrong, and honestly, that bothers me a lot, man. I hope people hear this, because LGBT is waging war against the people. Don't you see that? When they did the Black Lives Movement, it was all distraction. Where was LGBT when a young kid, when a young girl got killed in that protest? Nowhere. LGBT would never rise up against the white supremacists, the racism. They won't speak out to it. They're too selfish, they think for themselves because they lesbians, gays, whatever. And I get it. But does it say in the Bible? It goes back in the Bible. That's called abomination. Woman will lay one man with lay man. That's called abomination. Yes, it is. That's called abomination. It's wrong. But God do not regret to destroy the cities. And we got doing. LGBT doing. They want to wipe everybody out. So when God comes back and destroys the city, he's not destroying cities. He's going to destroy earth right with it.
Feel the thunder in the sky and the lightning when it strikes. Flash your light, flash your light. There's no way you can escape. No more time to wonder why. No more evil paradise. Feel the light, and it's way too late to pray. Run away now, run, go high. You can run, you can try to survive. And I doubt it so seriously. You stay alive. Now it's over, and it's time for our Lord or Jehovah to call in the soldier. Revealing the revelation and eliminating no more God. It is no time, no time, no time, no time for repenting. It is no time, no time, no time for you to be tripping. Think of the murders, people you murder, people you murder. So may you rest in peace. And it won't be long, it won't be long before Babylon, the great has fallen. And the saints go marching in. And it won't be long, it won't be long. Living in the world so crazy in the sky, a whole lot more crazy and now. Cause now we barely make it in and we can't escape it. So the only way to face it or to get it is to take it frustrated, gain balance your mind. When you feeling like grabbing that knife and gotta do something drastic to do for the family. Look, I ain't gotta tell them that this nigga's living that real. They never really did a thing for us. They never really sat down and explained to us that it wouldn't be the same for us. And trying to make a living would be dangerous. Now we sitting on the block just starving while we watching all the big dogs balling. We can never get the dogs to falling. So we wait until I got come calling. Swing low, swing low. Take me away from here, please no. They'll be living in the last of the last days. And when they come in, they catch you in your bad ways. Be down the rag, the middle 187 homicide. Too late to apologize, too late to pray to God. When the sky start falling, too late to try to interpret the writing on the wall. And it's way too late to pray, you're too late. Tribulation too great, but you can escape. This the end of the world, and they still ain't got no satisfaction. Living in forever, I just can't phantom. You know I'm saying, no, I appreciate that ransom. And it won't be long, it won't be long, it won't be long before the world is deceived by the king of the north. And they scream peace, but it's really gonna mean war, war. Government come tumbling down whenever I need them no more, more. It's way too late to say sorry, too late. Too late to apologize. Too late to apologize. It's way too late to say sorry, too late. It won't be long, it won't be long, it won't be long before Babylon.